rather than focusing on the hundreds of thousands of its citizens' struggle for basic shelter, food and health care. The Amnesty International statement charges Burma's government is prioritizing acceptance of the new constitution. Amnesty also says the referendum for the draft constitution was being held in an environment where individuals cannot freely express themselves. The rights group's spokesman, Benjamin Zawaki, told VOA that soon after the referendum was announced in February, the government passed a law that outlaws any campaigning against the draft constitution.
Essentially, what the military government was saying through that law is you will either support the constitution or you will keep quiet, but you do not have a political right to express the view that you don't want the Constitution to pass.
Zawaki added that those who dared campaign against the Constitution were attacked and had their campaign materials seized. Amnesty International expressed concern that rather than attempting to introduce the rule of law and respect for human rights to Burma, the proposed constitution process seeks to perpetuate and legitimize the government's continuing human rights abuses and ensure no punishment for both past and future violations. Zawaki also says that the process that brought about the draft constitution was not inclusive. The process, he says, started 3 years after the 1990 general elections, which the opposition National League for Democracy, or NLD, was on course to win.
By 1995, the NLD and other parties realized that they were essentially being sidelined. Their concerns and their objectives were not being taken into account by the government, and they opted to cease participating. And then once they tried to get back into the process, they were not allowed back in.
The Burmese government has postponed the voting for the constitution in the region's hardest hit by the cyclone to May 24th. VOA's attempts to get a comment from the Burmese embassy in London were unsuccessful. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.